Many of our friends are in London. Mr. Darcy wants to see his sister. My brother also wants to see her. Miss Darcy is very beautiful, and my brother likes her very much. I really hope that they will get married one day. We will all be so happy if they do.
So, said Jane sadly, Mr. Bingley doesn't love me. Caroline is very kind. She wants me to know.
Jane was kind-hearted, and she always thought the best of people. Elizabeth was more realistic.
I don't think so, cried Elizabeth. Charles Bingley loves you, I'm sure. You love him. Miss Bingley wants her brother to marry Miss Darcy, and she wants to marry Mr. Darcy herself. They have taken Mr. Bingley away. They want to keep him in London to separate you. Our family isn't rich or important enough for them.
Mr. Collins was still staying at Longbourn, and Mrs. Bennet now hoped that he would marry Mary or one of the other girls. However, Mr. Collins had a different plan. He was spending a lot of time with Charlotte Lucas and her family. Charlotte and her family were delighted when Mr. Collins asked her to marry him. It was a very good marriage for Charlotte. She was 27 years old, and most girls her age were already married. Mr. Collins had a good house and good connections. The one problem was Mr. Collins himself. He was irritating and not really a very nice man. Fortunately, Charlotte wasn't very romantic. They kept the engagement secret until Mr. Collins had left Longbourn. After he had gone back to tell Lady Catherine his exciting news, Charlotte went to tell Elizabeth. Elizabeth was horrified. She thought her friend was making a terrible mistake.
Engaged to Mr. Collins? Impossible! Cried Elizabeth.
Why are you surprised? Replied Charlotte calmly. You didn't want to marry him. I do. I'm not romantic, you know. I have never been romantic. I just need a comfortable home, and Mr. Collins can give me that.
When Mrs. Bennet heard the news, she was very upset. She didn't say a kind word to Elizabeth for a week, and she was rude to Lady Lucas for the next month. Lady Lucas didn't help. She visited Longbourn more often than usual to talk about her happiness.